Our scripture this morning comes from the third chapter of the book of Exodus. This third chapter begins with Moses on the mountain taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, and he sees a bush that is burning but not being consumed. So he walks over to see what's happening, and of course he stands on holy ground, and the Lord God speaks to him. We pick it up in verse 7. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, if I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God says to Moses, I am who I am. And he said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, thus you shall say to the Israelites, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One of the biggest controversies in the Colorado Springs faith community is who can claim Nicole Nordeman. For those of you who don't know, Nicole is an extremely gifted Christian singer and songwriter. And Wikipedia tells me that she grew up in church in Colorado Springs and played the piano in church. First Pres Downtown makes a case and a claim for her. But I think we have a better case. Kathy Eskew and others have told me that her mom was a worship leader back here, back in the day, and that Nicole would do guest music on the piano for our folks. And sing in the choir. Wow. Cool. Now, one of the reasons I'm getting into this is because she brought the sacred name of the Lord God to me in real life. She helped me see that it wasn't just something that I read in Scripture, a theological construct, but it was the name of God that is sacred and honestly helped me get through one of the worst days and times of my life. So we need to back up. God summons Moses via burning bush and makes covenant with him and commissions him to lead God's people out of slavery. Now, I hope I would be strong and fervent and dynamic in answering the call. But I got a feeling I'd be a lot like Moses. Oh no, God, you are making a big mistake here. I cannot do this. I'm not the one you want. There are others who are smarter, speak better, tougher, more faithful, more convicted, and charge into their faith. That's who you want. And do you know some of the things I've done? Sorry, Lord, I'm going to take a pass here. No. Besides, I'm not even sure who you are. And God answers him, I am the God of your family. I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. And yes, you know me. You can't help but know me. You know the story. I called Father Abraham into the land flowing with milk and honey and made a promise with him that's still good for you. And I am your God and you are my child. And the proof is I am the God of Isaac, the promised child, the surprise son. And as far as what you have done, I am the God of Jacob. That rascal. You can't be any worse than him. And I am faithful still. I am God, my sacred name, forever. I am who I am. Say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. I am, however, wherever, whenever, in any circumstances, in all times, in all places, I am God with you. I am in you. I am part of you. I can be no other than faithful, ever present. I am who am. This is God's sacred name. This is God's sacred promise. God is with you no matter what. In every and all circumstances. Which brings me back to Nicole Nordeman. She entitled the song I'm about to ask Lisa to play, I Am. In the song, she lets us know through the sacred name of God that in every circumstance, in every situation in life, in every age of life, God is with us. It's not a theological construct, but it is the truth that God is part of us. Lisa.
Pencil marks on a wall. I wasn't always this tall. You scattered some monsters from beneath my pen. You watched my team win. You watched my team lose. You watched when my bicycle went down again. And when I was weak, speak, still I could call you by name, and I said, elbow healer, superhero, come if you can, and you said, I life is so mean. What kind of curfew is at 10 p.m.? You saw my mistakes. You watched my heart break. Heard when I swore I'd never love again. When I was weak, unable to speak, still I could call you by name. And I said, heartache healer, secret keeper, be my best friend. And you said, forever to what lies ahead. Two kids and a dream, with kids that can scream. Too much it might seem when it's 2 a.m. And when I am weak, unable to speak, still I will call you. Bless the moments. had begun, I was woven and spun. You let the angels dance around the throne, and who can say when, but they'll dance again.
When we are children, the great I am is elbow healer superhero. Struggling teens, and we've all been there, the great I am is heartache healer, secret keeper, best friend. Married, single, parents of young children, older children, and adults. The great I am is shepherd savior, pasture maker, hand holder. In every circumstance, God is God. And we can call on God to be as we need God to be. Creator, maker, Lord and King, beginning and end, I am. On September 27th, 2002, in the days that followed, I grasped onto and held tight to life sustainer, comforter, and my mom's redeemer. At the beginning of September 2002, my mom was actively dying from lung cancer, and I was called home up to Cleveland. And she refused to pass away while I was there in Mom and Dad's house. So after 10 days, I read all of Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. After 10 days, Mom called me and she said, "Go home. Time for you to go to your home." So mid-September, I said, Mom and I said, see you later. When I got back to Nebraska, I discovered Kim and my friends at Good Shepherd Church had gotten tickets to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. And Nicole, up in Omaha, and Nicole Nordeman opened for Stephen Curtis that night. And I heard for the first time the song, I Am. And after we got home, that dreaded call finally came. Mom had passed into the church triumphant. And the next morning, I was telling our dear friend Chris, who had been with us at the concert, and she said something to the effect, "Wasn't it good that you were with your wife and your friends, and you heard the words of assurance, life sustainer, comforter, and redeemer at that time? I am God. I am however, wherever, whenever. I am at all times, in all places, in all circumstances. I am with you. I am part of you." That is God's eternal promise, the everlasting covenant with you and Moses and my mom and all of us. God is God with us. And this is not a one-and-done promise. This is not a one-off claim by God. This is God's eternal covenant, eternal promise with you. And the living proof of that is Jesus Christ. 7 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ claims, "I am." "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will see the light of light. I am the sheep gate. If anyone enters by me, they are saved. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. And I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not be hungry, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. One of the reasons that communion is so special to me is it reminds me of that I am covenant that Jesus Christ makes with us. I am the bread of life. I am the cup of eternal salvation. This time I'm going to take you back to the summer of 1988, and between my second and third year of seminary, and it's early August. And I was working the third straight year in a janitor job that I just loved. It's the best job I ever had to that point in my life. For 2 years, it was just great, and then you don't need to know the details. It all went sour really, really quickly. And I ended up working by myself that whole summer, replacing cracked and broken school and church windows that were bigger than I am. And one day I was working on the second floor, hanging out upside down and backwards, literally with a hammer, beating the broken glass into myself. That's when my mom drove up. Mom should not see things like that, believe me. But Mom and Dad came to tell me that my grandfather had just passed away. And then the next day I had received word that a good friend of mine who was a mentor and a racquetball partner and a role model, good old Pete Mihalik, his dad suddenly dropped dead of a heart attack. 2 funerals in 2 days. And then later that week, I totaled my car in an accident that was totally and completely my fault, sending the other driver to the hospital. The next day, the very next day, my mom had breast cancer surgery. And the cancer had gone farther than the surgeons had anticipated. And as the pastor type in the family, I got to call her elderly sister with that news. I was numb and dumb. And I kept saying to myself and my family, everything's cool. We're okay. Everything's going to work. It's all good. But I was, in actuality, not holding up really well. So I went to church on Sunday. And it was out of habit, and I got there late on purpose. I wasn't on covenant time. I got there late on purpose. And I sat back in the back and wanted to get lost in a couple hundred people. I just needed some quiet, somewhere I didn't have to think or feel or be outwardly calm. And it was a communion service, as always. And just like our church, the church we went up to the front to receive communion. And I don't remember anything about that service. Nothing. Until I was sliding back into my pew. As I was sliding back in, I suddenly realized that the church was singing the great old hymn, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall not hunger. You who believe in me shall never thirst. And I will raise you up. And I will raise you up, and I will raise you up on the last day. And I just stood there. And I don't know if people were crawling around me or cursing me for being in the way. I don't know. Because in that moment, what I did know, what I absolutely did know forever and always, is that I had just received the Lord God, Jesus Christ, into myself. And in that instant, I went from dumb and numb to worshiping God with joyful praise. In that instant, beaten down but not despairing, struck down but not destroyed. We are enveloped in the love of God. Everything is all right, was all right, is all right, will be all right because God in Jesus Christ is with us and God promises to stay with us forever. I knew that. I know it right now. Jesus Christ is here. He is always here. Now, granted, my friend's dad and my grandfather were still dead. I still hated my job. Mom had weeks of radiation and months of recovery. And the lady who I cracked up was out of the hospital, but we both had wrecked cars, and she sued and I settled. But it was okay. It was more than okay. Because the bread of life, Jesus Christ, promises to be with you and I forever. I am the bread of life. I will never leave you or forsake you, he tells us in the book of Hebrews. Christ promised to raise me up, and I knew that is exactly what he was doing in that moment, and I know that is exactly what he does every moment. It is God's promise to you. It is God's sacred name, I am. Wherever, however, whatever you need, I am with you. You are part of me.